The ringing of the bells is a traditional call to prayer. So we allow the sound, that ringing, to lead us to these 20 minutes of stillness and silence, in which we move to our deepest desire, which is simply to hear Jesus speaking directly to us. And to help us to do this in this Lectio Divina, we use the scriptures, the scripture passage of the day. And we begin by taking moments to prepare, to be comfortable, to be aware of your breathing. Perhaps a couple of yawns is a good way to put some oxygen into the lungs and to help us to relax, and then gradually allow your breathing to deepen. As you breathing out all anxiety, all worry, and on the in-breaths, breathing in all the good things that God has to offer you in these moments. Don't try to empty your mind. Simply allow what is ever there to be there. While these thoughts, these anxieties and worries might be a problem for us, they're not a problem for God. They're certainly not an obstacle to the work that Jesus is wanting to do with you in these moments. Become aware of the people for whom you wish to pray, for whom you are concerned. Be aware of those whose presence is encouraging you and giving you hope, but also be aware of those who you are finding more difficult. Be aware of the circumstances that are part of your life, the things that you are enjoying. And the circumstances that are more difficult for you, all of this we allow to be in our mind as we prepare to listen to Jesus speak to us. Allow your desire to hear the voice of Jesus to grow. Be aware of your expectation. Be aware of your need. Today's Gospel reading for Wednesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time is from Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 28. While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself then and there. Accordingly, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. "Do business with these," he told them, "until I get back." But his compatriots detested him and sent a delegation to follow him with the message, "We do not want this man to be our king." Now on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied. "Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other and said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting man. You pick up what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return I could have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "But sir, he has 10 pounds. "I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the one who has not, even what they have will be taken away. But as for my enemies who did not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Rather than try and remember what you heard, simply invite Jesus to reveal to you. While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself then and there. Accordingly, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. "Do business with these," he told them, "until I get back." But his compatriots detested him and sent a delegation to follow him with the message, "We do not want this man to be our king." Now on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied. "Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other and said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting man. You pick up what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return, I could have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "But sir, he has 10 pounds. "I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the one who has not, even what they have will be taken away. But as for my enemies who did not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Now that we have heard this reading with renewed ears, with deeper openness, speak to Jesus about your own life, about what you heard in this scripture passage. We've heard the reading, we've pondered, we've meditated on the words, we have spoken to Jesus about what we have heard. Now we come to the next phase of our prayer, the contemplation. It's often easy to talk about what we talk to Jesus about if we're expressing this to others, but contemplation, it can kind of seem as though we're wasting time or even daydreaming, but don't worry about that. We're simply going to gift Jesus the time in these minutes. We're not going to worry too much. We're going to give the responsibility for this prayer to Jesus. It's his turn now to speak to us. Let's listen. What do you sense, Jesus, saying to you? Again, don't worry too much if you feel as though your mind's wandering. We've given the responsibility for communication in these minutes, the responsibility for this prayer to Jesus. We're giving him the time, the work of this prayer. This prayer of contemplation is not our work, it's the work of Jesus. All we need to do is to give the time and to stay with our desire to hear his voice. And now we come to the final stage of this prayer, this Lectio Divina prayer, this holy reading time. The stage often known as the action stage, and we tend to think, now that I've heard the reading and meditated and spent some time in contemplation, what can I do? A better question is not what can I do, but Jesus, what are you calling me to do? Jesus, what are you inviting me to do? How are you calling me to change the way I think, the way I act, as a result of this time of prayer? As this time of prayer draws to a close, let's not worry too much about what we feel has happened or not happened in the time. The fact is, we gave these minutes to Jesus. And often when we don't think much has happened or we think we've been all over the place, they are the very times when, at a level deeper than our consciousness, Jesus has been working in us and through us. And so we conclude this time with confidence. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.